So Dr. Grant, is type 3 diabetes related to the other types? Can they be at the same time simultaneously? Number one, and then I'd like you to address that first. And then number two, what can be done to prevent type 3? Is it preventable? So I'm going to let you talk to those.
Okay, I'm going to answer the second part first. I'm going to answer the first part last. Because type 3 diabetes or dementia is definitely reversible, definitely preventable. I have papers to show that.
Beautiful. Thank you.
ACTA Scientific published a paper that I've reviewed for 1,000 literature to show it can be prevented, it can be reversed naturally. Beautiful. Using vibration therapy and using sound therapy and using thermotherapy. Easy. Beautiful. You and I are currently doing a study on this for the next 3 months to 6 months to see the value of using all of the thermotherapy, all of the vibration therapy, all of the sound therapy, how we reverse dementia, which is type 3 diabetes.
For our listeners, can you go over what each of those mean? Can you explain that so that people have tangibility with what those therapies mean?
Sure. All they have to do is basically go to academyofwellness.com and search for thermotherapy. Thermotherapy means increasing body temperature by only 1 degree, from 37 Celsius to 38 Celsius. On the American scale, from 98 Fahrenheit to about 100 Fahrenheit. So it's called hyperthermia. Once you increase the temperature by 1 degree through thermotherapy, using what we call the amethyst biomat or any other type, but make sure you do not use any commercial heat mattress because they have EMF problem. This particular
mat has heating pads.
Or heating pad. Yeah. This one has zero EMF, so we don't want to get any EMF or any other radiation. Yeah. That's thermotherapy. The vibration therapy, it actually the mat vibrates at a certain vibration. It goes from 1 to 30 based on the customer preference, right. And that will increase blood flow. So blood flow to the brain is the key to reverse dementia.
It's the key to reverse into the brain, right?
It goes to the brain and modulates also the GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, dopamine, acetylcholine, and also serotonin. So if somebody has depression, this is a happy chemical in your brain, right?
Yeah.
So this can actually reduce anxiety, stress, and also reverse the type 3 diabetes. And then the last one is sound therapy, basically listening to, attuning to a sound that's been developed by one of our top university professors at the University of Toronto, Dr. Lee Bartel, to give you the proper frequency. It's almost like what you said, like tuning forks, to balance all of the brain neurotransmitters that actually facilitate how we can reverse dementia. Now, to answer the first one part of your questions, are they type 1, type 2, type 3 related? Absolutely. That's why they're all diabetes. Type 1, which you had, and you managed. Congratulations. You are my hero. Seriously, you are my hero. And not just a colleague, because you reduce your dependency on insulin by 60%.
Yeah.
And your fasting blood sugar is 4.4.
4.1.
4.1, my goodness. Actually, this is better than normal person, because normal person is 6.4.
Yeah.
So you're actually 20% less than the normal person. And then, okay, anyway, so forget about the label now, type 1. In fact, I would predict within 6 months, you may not need your insulin pump anymore. You may not actually control it without the insulin pump. We'll see how it goes, okay?
We'll see how it goes.
And then what we need to do now is this.
With the type 2 and type 3, there's a very big correlation. So
there's a huge correlation.
Oh,
yes.
Huge. So I just want our audience to understand that it's not like you may just have pre-diabetes and that's it, or just type 1 diabetes and that's it, or just type 2. Type 1,
yeah,
can go hand in hand with pre-diabetes, type, yes, 1 and type 2.
Yes. You see, we all know that diabetes itself is not the disease. The real pandemic is insulin resistance.
Yeah.
When the insulin is out of control. So the body cannot recognize insulin anymore. And insulin, by the way, by definition, one of the most inflammatory, yeah, agent that the body has to deal with. That's, yes, what causes obesity, actually. And
yes,
the body now, if we cannot use insulin, so it says enough. I have enough receptor for insulin. I have now too much insulin. I cannot handle it anymore. So they're going to shut the doors. So the lock does not quite fit in the key.
Right.
So that's when people get into neuropathy. People get into high and low. And they go into hyperglycemia and hypoglycemia, hyper and hyper. This is all to depend on the food that we eat, carbohydrates. So,
yeah,
we have to watch what we eat, what we do not eat, and what's eating us. We have to watch what supplements we take, like chromium, like vanadium, like alpha-lipoic acid, like cinnamon, what we eat, like sweet potato, and like all of the fiber that we eat.
Yeah.
Not just fiber, but soluble fiber and insoluble fiber.
Yes, very important.
And then there's one thing now that we checked, and nobody else has done this because I'm an expert in IMFMLM, integrative medicine, functional medicine, and lifestyle medicine.
Yes.
There's a connection between gut flora, our first brain right here, and this is our second brain.
Yeah.
If your gut flora is healthy, your second brain is healthy. And then your diabetes actually don't, you have to avoid any of the high and low. And insulin resistance now becomes like a history. So
yes, that's how you neutralize it. That's how you start to own your own power. And
that's exactly correct.
Yes, and that's the only way. That's the only way.
There's no second way.
The issue, Dr. Grant, yes. There's so many frustrations I know because you have like thousands upon thousands of clients and patients in your practice. And yes. I've treated so many over the last 25 years. And it's really frustrating because our traditional model of care is about adding additional prescriptions and upping insulin requirements. But hyperinsulinemia, which is excess of insulin in the body, is not your friend because you could be doing everything right. You can be eating like a bird, but it's the use of these medications that will put on the weight that keeps you locked in that vicious cycle, and you need to get out of that vicious cycle. And there is only one way to do that.
Exactly, 100%. In fact, when people go and use some sort of the keto diet, I'm talking about the healthy keto, not the keto with lots of fat and lots of bacon and lots of grease. No, I'm talking about healthy keto.
Yes.
Do not put butter in your coffee. Do not eat bacon because some people who use keto, they say, eat as much as you want bacon as long as you cut the carbohydrate. That is
but
not
the fat is your enemy, but the fat
it's,
is the
it's
enemy.
Actually counterproductive. So let's talk about healthy keto and healthy intermittent fasting. Because when I mention intermittent fasting for diabetics, you say, I cannot do intermittent fasting. Yes, you can do. You can actually teach your body to go through 12 hours intermittent fasting. We're talking about 7 a.m.
Or more.
But
I do 15.
Bravo. You're amazing. Okay. You're the exception, not the rule. Okay. Let's talk about 12 hours. 7 a.m.
breakfast. It takes work. It takes adaptation.
Adaptation, and then you get into something called autophagy. Now, autophagy has been proven by a Nobel Prize, the doctor from Japan, that says that autophagy reverses any type 1, type 2, type 3. He said that, type 1, type 2, type 3. He said that's in his research. How would you get into autophagy? How the body burns our own fat and produces the ketones as the fuel, not the sugar.
Right.
Because the body chooses between glucose and ketones, right?
Right. Yeah.
If you go to autophagy, the body now will use ketones, which is cleaning fuel. So if we use, intermittent fasting, 7 a.m. healthy breakfast. I'm talking about healthy breakfast, not the commercial cereal.
Right.
Not the stuff that you get in the box.
Not the
high fructose corn syrup. A healthy homemade, let's say, porridge or whole grain stuff. Okay. And then you add almond milk, not cow's milk. Now, cow's milk has a problem. I'm going to get into a problem with this from Dairy Association because cow's milk, I'm not worried about the lactose, the milk sugar. I'm worried about the casein. Now, the casein molecule can influence insulin resistance. Why? Because they're both proteins. Insulin is protein, casein is protein.
Right.
Okay, so we don't want to talk about, I don't have time to talk about casomorphine.
That's another episode.
It's another episode. But type 3 diabetes is based on eating too much cheese and drinking too much milk, cow's milk. If we switch from cow's milk to almond milk or coconut milk or rice milk or cashew milk, anything from those seeds is much better than having a cow's milk. Not just the hormones and antibiotics, it's the fat content. The 2% fat or the homogenized milk, when you convert all of the big fat droplets into small droplets, that can cause problem with insulin. We have seen correlation between using the dairy versus type 3 diabetes, which is dementia. We have people who consume those a lot because the Dairy Association in TV commercial, they say you should drink 3 glasses of milk and eat 3 servings of cheese with your protein. We can get the protein from other sources.
Absolutely.
We can get it from vegan sources, not necessarily from milk anyway.
Right.
So that is the key here. Now, the other point, if we wanted healthy probiotics, make sure on the label it says shelf stable or heat stable and acid stable. If it does not exist on the label, please do not use it because if you buy any probiotics that require refrigeration, it's going to be losing 10% or 20% per day over 3 months period. You end up with nothing.
Zero. So, you have zero.
And then it goes to the HCL in the stomach.
Right.
And then they die. So that's why when we use a proper probiotics and a prebiotics and all of the stuff that is in there, when we use a proper diet and we avoid the stuff that is not good for us and eat the healthy carbohydrate and healthy fiber, we see reversal for type 3 diabetes. We've seen this in so many, I've covered this in my literature review. I'm going to email you a copy today. Yeah. And this is the key in our study right now, is not only to use the thermotherapy, vibration therapy, and sound therapy, also to monitor their diet to see
their lifestyle choices, and food is one of them. Tell me, does goat or sheep products, whether it's goat's milk or goat's cheese, does that influence or does that carry different than cows?
Yes, it's much better digestible because the goat protein from the goat milk is much easier to digest. Plus, they do not inject goats with antibiotics or hormones. And the protein in goats is much easier. So it's if somebody does not like the nut milks, like the almond or the cashew, another alternative is to use goat milk, yes, or sheep milk, yes, because it's much easier to digest, and we have not got around to inject goats with antibiotics or hormones, and their protein is much easier to digest, so it does not affect insulin as much as the cow's milk.
I think the different countries that use those particular animals show that.
100%.
In the studies, because when you look at Scotland, or if you look at other countries, and based on what their diet is, you can see the correlation pretty readily.
And then if you look also, Dr. Cheryl, the correlation between using high fructose corn syrup, which is hidden in so many foods right now.
That's the destroyer.
It actually the cause for type 3 diabetes, dementia. Yeah. It's number one cause for dementia is high fructose corn syrup. If you don't believe me, look at the graph since 1965 when they start to use high fructose corn syrup. The graph is parabolic, goes up, and the graph for dementia from it goes exact the same slope.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's correlation or causation, but there is a very suspicious shape of the curve, the slope, right? That shows that high fructose corn syrup and any sugar can contribute to dementia or type 3 diabetes as much as it can affect type 2 and type 1 or the pre-diabetics.
Right.
Which you mentioned is huge population. They have it, but they don't know that they have it yet.
Well, the thing is too, and this is just some added bonus information for our viewers and listeners, is that before we even have a diagnosis of prediabetes, or before it ever shows up, it's an average of, on average, 10 to 12 years that we're all walking around with, you know, insulin resistance.
Yes.
And desensitized use of insulin in our bodies normally. So in order to even get to the pre-diabetes stage, there's so much happening beforehand.
Exactly. Exactly. For your viewers, I recommend strongly, if they have one parent who have diabetes or one grandparent with diabetes, they almost have between 30% to about 40% chance of, because it runs in genes. However, even if it runs in genes, even if they have two parents with diabetes, like you know my story, I have two parents with diabetes.
Yeah.
Both my parents, my mother at 41, she passed away from diabetes, blood pressure, and also obesity and heart problems. My father, same thing. My grandparents, I've never seen my grandparents. They all died from diabetes in the mid-50s. So I have very bad genes. However,
well, that's why you're so passionate about this.
I'm very passionate about this because I was running like a walking time bomb. You know, when I get to 50 and I don't have, nobody has ever told me I have diabetes, and I watch my diet very carefully. You already know that I actually turned 70 last May, and I'm now going to 71. And most of my clients tell me I look 60, I have energy like 50. Regardless, there is a science called epigenetics, the science that actually turn your genes on or off. So even if you have bad genes, so my strongest recommendation for your viewers right now, if they have one parent or one grandparents or both parents with diabetes, and they never heard that they have diabetes,
right?
You should take your advice and my advice now to heart and try to prevent using anything that causes this problem in before they even got told by their doctor that they have type 2 diabetes now, okay, or type 3.
Right.
This is prevention is better than intervention. Self-care is better than crisis care. That's what I believe. In Academy of Wellness, that's our motto. We care, we serve, we educate. We do not medicate. We do not operate, we do not irradiate, we do not vaccinate, that's my opinion, and we do not irritate. Basically, it's all about natural prevention, not intervention. It's all about helping the clients, even before they declared as diabetics, is to follow your advice, to follow your role model, because you are the role model now. you're the diabetic queen because you follow these recommendations and you actually controlled, reduced your insulin by 60%. Mm-hmm. And your fasting blood sugar is 4.1, hemoglobin A1C is 6.4. Unheard of. Ask anybody who have type 1 diabetes, they say, how did you do this?
Okay. Oh, it's a lifestyle of definitely trial and error, looking at the triggers and just, you know what, they do not, triggers
yes.
are an invitation for
yes.
a complication.
Yes.
So if you can identify your triggers, you exactly. can find the healthiest substitutions
That's
that will skyrocket your energy. And the issue has been is, what are those triggers? Because yes. we keep masking them with medications that don't really work.
Exactly.
And number two, taking responsibility and taking a stand for a better life. And, you know, my vision is living into a diabetes-free world and it's
yes.
in a complication-free world. And That's imagine that.
Yes.
And so we can imagine it, we can achieve it. So I'm looking at that and leading by example, as you are with your clients and patients in your clinic. And that's why we're here today, to help educate people to do the one thing that they have the most power with now, and that's preventing.
And that's the objective of our webinars, seminars, books that we're going to be writing together.
All of the things, yes. Yeah, that's our purpose.
Exactly. Finding the root cause and try to prevent, not intervene. Like
yeah.
we have to find, like, instead of rushing into giving galbidorexia, metformin, insulin, or lactose, okay, what causes this in the first place? What caused insulin resistance in the first place? Is it their diet? Is it their
yeah.
stress? Is it lack of exercise? By the way, they said that exercise cannot walk you out of bad diet. You can have all of the exercise. You can become Olympic athletes, and you have bad diet.
Yeah.
it's not going to be healthy. And I've seen some.
I just had a client. Can I share this with you?
Please do.
I just had a client who was pretty much an acrobat. And you know the energy that it takes and the movement
yeah.
and agility and the practice that it takes to be an acrobat for most of his life, and continues to this day in his 80s to probably, the steps that I see are 10,000 to 15,000 steps a day on
wow.
the Fitbit.
Wow.
So when I'm looking at the amount of energy that goes into movement and exercise, and I know
yeah.
the background related to the muscle,
yes.
sensitivity and the muscle memory in this person. So you know that this is a very high performing person.
Yes.
Now, even though this person is high performing, in later years, croissants and things like this caught their attention. And recently, only last fall, they actually had a heart attack, even though they still move much as they move. So it's not an abundance of one thing and an
exactly.
abundance of another. It is a lifestyle of balance.
Balance.
And
yes.
it's a delicate balance. And so it's a lot of trial and error getting there. But the thing is we're already 50 to 80% of the game when you already know what those triggers are. And then it's customizing it to you.
Yes.
After that.
I'm very fortunate. I'm working with the top 10 Olympic athletes in Canada, the top 10 in the US, and the top 10 in the Caribbean. And I tell them, make sure that you minimize simple carbs, because simple carbs give you lactic acid and you end up with leg cramps.
Yeah.
I always tell them, make sure before you even compete, and no simple carbs. They get mostly of their energy from complex carbs, proteins, and also fats, because fats
yeah.
give you 9 calories per gram.
Well, they carbs, need the fat.
You need fat, healthy fat.
Healthy
not,
fat.
Not the bacon, not the fat from yeah. cow's milk or the cheese. I'm talking about coconut oil, avocado. I'm talking about the healthy
seeds.
Fat.
And the good seeds and things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. The clean fat. Exactly. That burns into clean fuel. Exactly. So they produce 9 calories from the fat versus 4 calories from carbs and proteins.
Right.
So they have sustained energy in the long term, especially when they compete. Because they put their muscles, as you mentioned, the acrobat or the somebody who is running a race, a marathon, or half a marathon even. They need all of the energy. But if they have their food now from vegetables and fiber
yeah.
and healthy fats, much better than having a muffin and donuts. And then the people say, if you want the fast energy, drink a Coca-Cola or a Sprite. That is not a fast energy. This is toxic energy. This is the carb that actually converts to very bad, you know,
sugar. That gets that roller coaster. Yeah.
And then it actually causes lower potassium, lower magnesium, end up with hypokalemia. I mean, in science, everybody knows in science about hypokalemia and effect on the heart, and magnesium deficiency that cause cramps. So if you ever go to a doctor, you're an athlete, say, I have leg cramps, oh, no problem, we'll put you on naproxen. We'll put you on anti-inflammatory. No, find the root cause, as you said, root cause of the leg cramps is lack of magnesium, lack of potassium, or imbalance in sodium. And because people sometimes eat too much salt. And potassium displaces.
Well, that's sodium. Another. And we'll maybe I'll invite you back and we'll talk just about salt too.
Because that's all affect type 3 diabetes. This is all electrolyte imbalance, affect dementia, affect type 3 diabetes. It's all about, as you said, balance. And it's called wellness by choice, not by chance. You cannot have a chance.
Wellness by choice. And I think that that's great. So as we're talking today, what three top preventive measures do you want to leave with our listeners and our viewers so that these are things that they can start to go out and do today? Just three top things to help them prevent their diabetes and to help reverse that Alzheimer's, that type 3 diabetes.
Number one, to prevent type 3 diabetes, and also that also applies to type 2 and type 1, is eat more fiber and complex carbohydrate. Because the average person, Dr. Cheryl, they use about 3 grams of fiber per day. We need 25 grams of fiber to regulate the blood sugar and to regulate insulin resistance. The best thing I can recommend for your viewers is sweet potato. Bake it at 375 Celsius for about 30 minutes. Cut it and put cinnamon inside. By putting cinnamon and sweet potato together, that actually regulates and prevents insulin resistance. It will enhance memory function.
And it tastes so good.
It is just so good. It is so delicious. And then they drink cinnamon tea all day long. And instead of the too much coffee and too much other regular tea that has caffeine, because caffeine is diuretic, it can make them deplete their electrolytes, all of the essential minerals.
Right.
So that is the first advice. The second advice, they should consume vegan protein drink every day. Vegan protein means plant-based protein, not animal protein, because vegan-based protein can normalize insulin resistance, can enhance memory. It can enhance also the gut microbiome, because when the bacteria in our gut is healthy, by the way, we're 95% bacteria. Yeah. We're only 5% human. So we've got to make sure that the trillions of the bacteria here are happy and productive. They don't have any pathogens, because if we have, or any other dangerous bacteria that cause disease. So if we have healthy bacteria in our gut, which is the first brain, we're going to have a healthy bacteria in our second brain. This science is called functional medicine. And by the way, this has been studied now at Cleveland Clinic, at Harvard Medical School. I happen to be very fortunate to work with both Cleveland and Harvard Medical School and Johns Hopkins and Mayo Clinic in our International Pain Conference. And I get to work with them on the integrative medicine, functional medicine, and lifestyle medicine. So the third thing.
So what's the third one?
The third one is full hydration. Full hydration is so important, because 80% of my clients, they are dehydrated. They do not drink enough water, and they do not know how to deep breathe. By the way, deep breathing is so simple. Just teach your client to do the belly breathing like we talked about before, not the chest breathing.
And it's opposite to what people think.
It's opposite to what people think. Yeah. Just watch any baby breathing. Any baby breathing from the belly, not from the chest. So if we learn how to do belly breathing, and if we learn to drink half of your body ounces in water every single day.
Yes.
This, and make sure it's not from a flimsy plastic bottles that has a sound that actually produce microplastics in it. Make sure it's either solid plastic or very solid plastic. And then when they drink it, they should drink it slowly, sipping it, not gulping it. Because I see people in my clinic, little, like this. And then in 20 minutes, they go to the bathroom and they avoid all of the water that they drank. I tell people how to drink the water slowly, sipping it.
And maybe even with what I do, so that I don't even run into any of that, is I use a straw.
Straw is the best. It's the highly recommended, because you cannot actually over
exactly drink the water. You're getting all of that.
Exactly. And so I actually have a straw filter. I think people say, oh, it's too slow, I have to work hard. I said, you got to work hard to drink water from a straw filter, because it filters all of the toxic heavy metals at the same time to control the amount of water that you're drinking.
Right.
But some people, it's very, like, they are so impatient. And when I tell them drink their half the body ounces, that's why we're talking about prevention, but our intervention. Do not have to wait for, God forbid, something drastic to happen.
No, this is the one area, and I think that everything happening this year with COVID-19 has let us know that if there is any question about what the most important thing is for you in your life. Money's not going to buy you your health.
Exactly.
You have to create that for yourself. You have to earn that for yourself.
100%.
And that's based on your everyday choices. And it's not always the big ones. It's maybe all the small ones put together.
Exactly. And right. COVID-19 is simply, it's part of the SARS family, part of the coronavirus family. It responds to zinc, vitamin D, and vitamin C. I'm a former quarantine officer with Health Canada.
Yeah.
Such a wealth of
information and knowledge. And we want to thank you for taking your valuable time out, sharing it with us. And, you know, I'm going to look forward to the future, you know, future great information sharing sessions that we have, because it's really all about, for everyone, it's heightening everyone's own awareness and bringing their knowledge base. And, you know, I'm all about, and my upcoming book is going to be, you know, your diabetes IQ.
100%. And then together, Dr. Cheryl, we're going to not only beat diabetes, we're going to reverse diabetes. And we're going to actually make this diabetes not to be the next pandemic in the world. We're going to make it very controllable, type 1, type 2, type 3, I'm talking about right now. And then we're going to actually reverse the dementia and actually not have to wait for a drug for dementia, because it's going to take a month.
Well, the quality of life is going to be not your own. You won't even know who you are and your family. So, you know, and just wrapping up, thank you so much, Dr. Grant, for joining us and talking today about the diabetes, the relationship that our lifestyle choices have and the influence of the foods that we eat and our stress levels and how that encourages and influences both, pre-diabetes, type 1, type 2, and type 3, and to let us know that there's so much hope for all types of diabetes, and
100%.
To those three top to-dos for our diabetes, and to help us reverse that type 3 Alzheimer's that's happening. So thank you.
You're welcome, Dr. Shale. Thank you so much.
We'll I'm see so you proud on of the next you. One.
I'm so proud of you. You are my hero. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Durant.
Thank you, Dr. Shale. Take care.